In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us quieten our hearts and minds this New Year's Eve in thanksgiving and prayer. Holy and righteous God, our dear Heavenly Father, as we have come here this evening, dear Father, gathering around your holy and precious word to end another year, we wish to thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us in this temporal life wherein we dwell. We thank you, dear Father, for our homes and our families. We thank you for our dear escorts that you have blessed us with. And we thank you, dear Father, for everything that we have in this life as we travel towards our heavenly home. But above all these things, dear Father, we wish to thank you for this greatest gift, this gift of your dear Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, whom you saw it good, dear Father, to send down from heaven to save sin-fallen mankind. Dear Father, we are so weak to thank you for this greatest gift. But nevertheless, dear Father, we wish to thank you. Dear Father, we pray that you would comfort and uplift, that family up north that have just lost their mother, comfort and strengthen them. And we thank you, dear Father, that you have carried another one home to heaven. Dear Father, comfort and uplift those who are battling difficulties in this life. Wherever they may be, in hospital beds, in the nursing homes, you know, dear Father, where your own are. Comfort and strengthen them. Give them there, in their place of watching, reason to rejoice. For their names are written in that book of life there in heaven. Dear Father, we wish to pray that perfect prayer that your Son taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We will pause around God's holy and precious word And we will take the psalm text for this New Year's evening. It is found in Psalm 121. And we read these words with that prayer that God will open His Word as He sees good at this time, and that He would give us ears to hear and hearts to believe. The words are in Jesus' name. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. First of all, I would like to thank you, dear brothers and sisters, who sent those many cards to us over this Christmas season. It feels very nice to be remembered. May God richly bless you. We have so recently just passed this Christmas season, where we have heard about that most precious gift that God sent and was born in that lowly stable. And we, every year as this time of year comes, we marvel at the amazing gift it is. God's Word is always new. We never tire of it. And when we think about this gift of faith that God has gifted us with, and we ponder, as I'm sure many of you and probably all of us have today, and as this year comes to a close, we think about the memories that have passed. I'm sure there are many with different types of memories. Many joys over the year. Also, many sorrows. But we know that one thing that is certain: God has not left us. He has been there through the dips and valleys and in the victories. But one thing we can and do have all in common, don't we, dear brother and sister, is that God has preserved us to this moment. He has continued to give us those victories over the enemy. when we have been able to hear that precious gospel that your sins are forgiven. There are many things today as we endeavor on this journey to heaven that can trouble the mind and heart. But dear brother and sister, it's important that we hold on to this precious gift of faith, that we take care of it. God will help us in doing so. When our heart is such that this is the most important thing in our lives. The enemy of souls, he has his ways, doesn't he? To try to muddy the waters, so to speak. He wants us to maybe even use our carnal mind to figure these matters of faith out. And it came to my mind in thinking about this today, of those wise men that we already heard about, that heard of this Christ child being born, and how they traveled far, following this perfect light. And what took place? Their minds and reason overtook them. And they went to that big city of Jerusalem, thinking in their own minds that this is where, of course, that king would be born. But God did not leave them alone in their own reasoning, but He helped them. And they, again, were able to follow that bright light that led them to that lowly stable. Dear brother and sister, this is why it is so important to put sins and doubts away and believe them forgiven. When we do this, when we endeavor to do this, that light will shine all the way to heaven's home. It will lead us and it will guide us. We need not doubt of this. But we know when we ponder the past year, we can only rejoice that God has given us those victories over the enemy of souls, where He has comforted us with the gospel. Oftentimes it feels like there's no way out. But the enemy even preaches to us that just give up. We have an almighty Heavenly Father, dear brother and sister, that keeps carrying us from victory to victory and has promised to do so. This portion of God's Word that we read tonight is a very comforting portion. It speaks to us about how God is our helper and how He is our keeper and that He is with us all the time. When we do have those stumblings on this journey to heaven, where do we look for our help? This psalm tells us where we look. And it says here that I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. And then he continues, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. It's good for us to remember this, where our help comes from and where we turn to. Oftentimes God's kingdom is looked on in the Bible as that Mount Zion. God's kingdom is where we find help to get to heaven. This is where we find those who own those keys to the kingdom. Those keys are owned only by those who believe. God has given them unto us to loose and to bind. When we think about this precious gift of the Holy Spirit, dear brother and sister, you dear youth, it is a gift that we want to keep pure. The Holy Spirit will not dwell in a heart that lives in sin. May God give us this kind of understanding that we battle against sin. That when we fall into sin, we look to God's kingdom. We look for a trusted brother or sister to put that matter away. The enemy of souls, he has his way of tempting us and even speaking those lies that we can live in sin and still live in God's kingdom. God's Word tells us that no man can serve two masters. God knows the heart. The Bible speaks of those matters that are those sins unto death. Speaks very clearly about them. The sin of drunkenness, and if we were to turn in that Ephesians, maybe it is, we could list them all off. These These sins have been named in the Bible for a reason. And may God give us strength if we have fallen into these kind of sins, that you go talk to someone about them. They need to be put away by name. The enemy of souls, he has his way of telling us that, well, just come to the services and hear the gospel, and then we leave from church, and then we go and continue in that lifestyle that we live. We're not fooling God, dear brother and sister, you dear precious youth. We cannot fool God. God is all-knowing. He is almighty. He created each one of us. And may God's Word, if there are those matters on the heart, may God's Word give us that kind of power to go and speak about those matters. These matters are sin before God. And we cannot continue, because, dear brother and sister, the last day when we lay down our staff of faith, we have to answer to our Heavenly Father that day. This is why God's Word encourages us to put sins away when they beset. Because we don't know when that day is that God will call us from this life. It is nothing to take lightly. The Bible encourages us to fear God. Why does it say to fear God? We need to fear sin. God hates sin. But He loves the penitent sinner, dear brother and sister. Our endeavor is a battle. It's a battle against the threefold enemy. And may it be a battle. And may we pray that it will be a battle. Because it is good that it's a battle. This battle has been going on since the beginning of time. Right from the beginning pages of the Bible. Adam and Eve there battled against the enemy. My thoughts came to that place in the Bible where those children of Israel were escaping. And was it the Amalekites that were after them, maybe? I can't remember exactly. But as they came to the Red Sea, how there Moses raised that staff and the Red Sea parted. And the Bible says they walked on dry ground. Dear brother and sister, this is the kind of God we have. We have a loving God. A God that wants to lead each and every one of us to that promised land there in heaven. And as we reflect, it is God that has kept us here in this place. Kept that gift of faith burning in our hearts. This portion continues, it says, He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. This is comforting, dear brother and sister, because God is with us all the time. It says He will not slumber. Oh, how we waver, don't we? And we stumble. And we fall asleep. But God does not. This is the kind of God that we have. That God that protects us all the time. Oh, we have great reason to rejoice. That we can be named as a child of God. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Isn't this how it's been, dear brother and sister? It hasn't been on our own part that we have been able to make these footsteps in faith. But it is this gospel that gives that power to be able to walk as a child of God. May we always have this heart that our desire is to walk as a child of God, endeavoring to be obedient to the teaching of God's Word. There are many of those in this world, many of those that have even left God's kingdom, that say, yeah, they still believe, but not the same way we do. There are many of those in this world that believe in God. They believe in Jesus Christ. They believe that Jesus was sent here to save sinners. But that's what they hold on to, and that's what they... all they believe is that God is a loving God. And He is. Of course He is. But they believe that they can live their lives in any way, shape, or form. And because God sent His Son, this is their license to do whatever they do. This is not believing correctly, dear brother and sister. We were speaking about that, I think it was even today, in our home. But that's where that Spirit of God that we have in our hearts, it gives that understanding. And it gives us that kind of heart that we endeavor to live our lives according to what is taught in this book, in the Holy Scriptures. There have been those that have related to me how I was talking to a dear brother, and he was mentioning to me that he's had his dealings with those in the world. And that's what he told him, that unbelieving man told this person, this believer, that is where I see the difference in you guys. Is because you live your lives according to how you believe. According to what the Holy Scriptures teach. Those in the world, they pick and choose their different portions of Scripture that they want to endeavor to live by. But we take the Scriptures as a whole, all the Scriptures, and we endeavor to live. How do we do this, dear brother and sister? By and through the precious gospel. By believing our sins forgiven. And when we fall, we know we've fallen. And we go and put that sin away. May we always have this kind of heart. And when we have this kind of heart, we will not be led astray. I can assure you of this. But God will lead and guide us to that destination there in heaven, where each one of us want to get to. This portion of God's Word even reminds us of this. In this last verse, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. We have experienced this, haven't we, dear brother and sister, when we reflect on the past year, how God has kept us, preserved us in living faith. He has forgiven us those many sins that we have fallen into. And God's Word promises that He will continue to do so. Dear brother and sister, it pays to believe. It pays to battle against the threefold enemy. It pays to put sins away when they beset. And this is that message that we have come to hear this evening from God's mouth. Dear brother and sister, as we end this year and begin anew, we can end it with that precious joy of the gospel. Uplift your hearts and believe all of your sins, all of your doubts, all of your fears forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. We have a good God. A God that will continue to lead us, continue to guide us, continue to forgive us. But we want to have that kind of heart. That is our heart's desire. The Holy Spirit gives this understanding in us, that we endeavor to do that which is right before God. Of course we fail. But when we fail then, when we're endeavoring to keep faith in a good conscience, that conscience reminds us that we've failed. We need to listen to that voice of the conscience. And dear brother and sister, if that conscience is no longer reminding us, then we also need to be bound to God's holy and precious Word. What does the Spirit say to the church? The way is sure. We will make it to that promised land there in heaven, dear brother and sister. It pays to believe. So even now again, uplift your hearts and believe all of your sins and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And I too, as coming here before you with many doubts and fears of my own, can I have my sins and doubts forgiven? My desire is to believe along with you. In Jesus' name and always blessed name, amen. Let us quieten our hearts and close in benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.